Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir. Me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be praising up there.
I'll be praising up there.
Hey, it's the same as this. I'm a day long.
Everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock, and this message is entitled, Getting Over the Hump. I strongly encourage you to stop whatever it is you are doing, to find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. But before we bring Brother Medlock onto the air, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. We already have one caller, 6246, state your request.
Great morning, great morning. This is Brother McFall. I just want to ask for prayers for those that's traveling on the highways and byways for safe travels, and also just consider prayers for myself and my family and for good health and for my business. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6635.
Good morning. This is Sister Brenda from Detroit. I'm asking for prayers for and my son, Sonin. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other, Pray for every single family represented on the call today, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they too will be blessed as they devote time on a daily basis to provide us with these words of encouragement. Ask that you continue to pray for their families as they have these dual roles and they are performing them in a mighty way. So I ask you, pray to God to bless them in all the ways that they stand in need of, to continue to provide them with the strength and the mindset to provide us with these words of encouragement on a daily basis. And also for all of our travelers, our motorists, especially our truckers, my husband in particular, that they respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Brothers and sisters, I give you Brother Patrick Medlock, and immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I appreciate you for what you do, for what you bring to the table, and your continued devotion to this broadcast, not just on Tuesdays, but every day. Brother Bradshaw, I appreciate you very much. Appreciate you continuing to share this platform with me and others. But most of all, we thank each and every one of you, each one of you who may be on the www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture, all one word, or if you're joining us via the telephone number, we are appreciative of each and every one of you, as well as those who also may be sharing this platform on, as I simulcast it, on Facebook. Live. We want to thank each and every one of you for your continued faithfulness to the program. And again, we just want to appreciate, ask you to just continue to stay dialed in, not just on Tuesdays when I'm on, but you may find that you're getting inspiration and you're getting food for thought spiritually on every single day, because this program does air every day at 7 a.m. Any of you who know me and have been knowing me, whether it's for the short period of time or for a long period of time, you know that I am a avid Michigan Wolverine fan. And unless you were under a rock, or, and maybe you were under a rock, some of you may know that my alma mater, Michigan, pulled off a tremendous upset, and they beat the Ohio State Buckeyes for the first time in essentially 10 years, for the second time since 2003, and then the number had gone on and had gotten pretty ridiculous over the last two decades, where there had not been a lot of victories over Ohio State. But I'm not here to talk about Michigan football today, but I am using them as a backdrop to what I want to talk about today, and that is getting over the hump. Because everything that I've read and absorbed, that I've viewed about this circumstance before and now since, seems to be a sense of relief in that their team and that their coach has gotten over the hump of Ohio State and that they're moving forward. But probably literally nobody on this call other than me cares about Michigan. What you care about is yourself, and what you care about is the relationship that you have with God. And I dare I say, you care about getting over the hump yourself, being able to ride whatever momentum that you can muster so that you can overcome challenges that may exist. Challenges that may exist in the form of dealing with a ever-expanding pandemic, as we now are hearing that there is caution in the wind with regard to an Omicron variant of the coronavirus that is certain to hit our shores and is certain to continue to affect adversely our life. Whether you're dealing with, because we're in the middle of the holidays, bereavement circumstances where you are missing possibly for the first time or not so recent, dealing with the thought of now still having to go forward without that very beloved family member who enriched your life and someone that you missed ever so dearly. Whether you're trying to deal with the fact that you're in a marriage that's just not working, and because of that, you really are struggling to know what the right spiritually appraised thing to do. Whether you're in school and your studies are not really where they ought to be, and you're running out of time this semester to do what you need to do to keep from either failing your classes or not maintaining the grade point average that would allow you to maintain your scholarship status. Whether there are things that are going wrong at work, whether there are things that are happening in the neighborhood have you stressed and depressed. There are lots of circumstances and lots of situations where you may be struggling to, dare we say, get over the hump. But I say to you that as a gospel preacher, it is my role to make sure that I remind you of what the Word of God says. And it's really important that we kind of plug into, I believe, words that Paul wrote to the Philippians, and that I think may be very, very applicable to what our circumstances might be on today. When he wrote this in Philippians 4, I kind of call this a paranesis, where, you know, Paul is just kind of just preaching and throwing out several things that he thinks as he closes the book, the letter to the church at Philippi, that they just need to know to maintain solid Christian lives. So he first says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Maybe you can take some words from what he says and know that as you're supposedly struggling to get over the hump, you can always look at the list of things that you're thankful for versus the things that are bugging you, and you may find that the list that you're thankful for is longer. Definitely look at the fact that we always have something to rejoice in. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which suppresses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If you're trying to get over the hump, I'm going to ask you, how active has your prayer life been in addressing the concerns that you may have? Ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, you need to understand and you need to know that the whole circumstance of our life may be based on whether or not our prayer life is strong enough to help push us over the hump and give us the peace that passeth all understanding. And look at what else he has to say here. Finally, my brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. Later in the text, He says, look, not that I speak from want, but I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I know also how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So read on your own chapter 4, verses 4 through 14. Absorb each of the words. Pay attention to some of the key words that really stand out in each verse and see whether or not the encouragement that Paul gave the Philippians toward the end of his letter can be something that can help you get over the hump, so to speak. And that's not to say that you're going to have more money in your account after you're done, or that you're going to be feeling any less sorrowful for having lost a loved one. But it'll help you spiritually walk in a spiritually appraised manner as you abide in whatever circumstance you're in. Because sometimes you have to be content to take your medicine, to do what needs to be done, and have faith that God is working with you so God can work through you. Father in heaven, you've heard the prayer requests of Brother McFall, Sister Braceful, as well as Sister Danielle. And you know the circumstances that exist with each and every one of us. Please allow it so that as we live and move and have our very being in you, that we'll continue to have the orientation to get over the hump by focusing on those things that are positive, that making sure that we're having an active prayer life, and understanding that in whatever circumstance that we're in, that we need to show a level of thankfulness and a level of contentment. Thank you for being you, and help us to be the best individuals that we can be as we continue to walk in a spiritually appraised manner. And whether we're already in the seat of our cars, whether we're already in the corner of our cubicles, or whether we're still in our slippers, help us to do the things that we need to do, say the things that we need to say, starting by thinking the things that we need to think, so that we can make this a day in which you receive all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.